Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Fleur Hassan Nachum, the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, and what a privilege it is to have her speaking to us again on Chai FM. Fleur Hassan Nachum, thank you for talking to us in what must be very difficult times.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's a difficult time. We never thought we'd be spending Jerusalem Day yesterday hiding in bomb shelters here in the city. But that's what happened. So yeah, difficult moments, and we pray for the peace to return.
Fleur, perhaps for those of us so far, so distant and yet so connected to Israel, be it for friends or families or whatever reason, give us a snapshot of what it feels like to be in Israel now.
Well, look, we don't know any other reality in the sense that it's not the first time. When I arrived to Israel 20 years ago, it was the middle of the Second Intifada, and we had bombs going off in buses and cafes. So we're not a stranger to this here in Jerusalem, and not in Israel, of course. But it always shocks me, you know, anew when I have to deal with a situation, you know, in a regular, peaceful lives that we live here, that we have to deal with these issues still.
Fleur, has there been any international condemnation given that what is happening, I would imagine, amounts to a war crime being committed by the Hamas rulers in Gaza?
Of course not. You're never going to hear international condemnation. That's not what they do. They condemn us when we build a few housing units. You have UN resolutions against it, but when people are bombing innocent people, children who are having to run and sleep in shelters, that's not condemned because in that sense, you know, it's not important enough. That is a hypocrisy. That is the double standard that we live with. And that's why we have to do what the best and the maximum for our own self-preservation, and for being able to keep and develop a peaceful society ourselves. We shouldn't expect anybody to do that for us.
Fleur, a question was asked by one of our listeners a little earlier on today saying, how come none of this happened during President Donald Trump's reign? Do you think in some way that there is a connection between the vacuum that was created, the almost permission that may have been seen to have been given by the Biden administration? Do you think there's something to do with this and the timing of the attacks currently?
Really, it's very difficult to say. I don't think the Biden administration has given anybody permission to fire rockets into Israel. It's interesting. With the Hamas leadership and the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, you can't show them an ounce of weakness or compromise because, that kind of lets them work in this vacuum. Now, I don't know what is causing this. I suspect that it's because of the rapprochement between Jews and Arabs, the Abraham Accords, the fact that Israeli Arab parties are now being invited to be part of the government and they're even considering it, the fact that in Jerusalem we've come to great strides between East and West, between Arabs and Jews. This bothers the Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas, its agent here. It bothers them because it goes against their agenda. And so I think it's a sign that we're moving forward is that they're threatened and trying to move us back.
Do you think also that Israel to some extent is a casualty of internal Palestinian political dynamics? And I'm thinking specifically of the cancellation of the elections.
I definitely think, just to put the elections into perspective, that they were looking for an excuse to cancel the election, and they found one. Now, we all know that it's completely ridiculous and symbolic because we're only talking about 6,000 residents of East Jerusalem that would be voting in the ballot. 150,000 could be just traveling down the road to Ramallah and voting. So it's obviously not the numbers, and it's obviously not the election in Jerusalem because it's actually got zero practical effect on the election. This is a handy excuse by Abbas, who's been a corrupt leader for so many years, and the Palestinian street is fed up of him and his family. All their nepotism and the fact that they're the only people getting richer while everybody else is getting poorer. So I think that Jerusalem has been a very handy excuse. And of course, I believe that Hamas has been planning this for weeks. I don't think this is spontaneous at all.
Do you think that the Abraham Accords are strong enough to withstand the pressures of what is happening now?
Well, put it this way. I've just come off a briefing with my friends and colleagues and partners from the Emirates and from Bahrain, explaining to them the situation, and we have resolved that we're not letting this derail the incredible strides that have been made. We may have differences of opinion, we may not agree on everything, we may understand different sensibilities, but we are not, we're determined not to let this derail what is actually the most positive thing to happen to the region in decades. And I'm confident that the relationships we've built on a governmental level and also on a peer-to-peer, people-to-people level will withstand this pressure.
A final question to you, Fleur. There's been significant escalations today with a loss of life, I believe, to Israeli citizens killed today. In your opinion, where to from here? Where does this go?
I don't know. I wish I knew. This is going to might get worse before it gets better. And hopefully by the end of Ramadan, which is when religious fervors are high, we will see that everybody starts coming down. Let's see. Let's hope.
Fleur Hassan Nachum, the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem. I can't believe you managed to find time in what must be a hectic diary to speak to us here in Johannesburg this afternoon. Thank you for your time. It is a privilege and it's not taken for granted.
Anytime. Take care.